Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
All right, Todd. Recently, I watched one of your 90-second leadership videos. Yes, I'm still engaged. I'm still engaged. You look great on camera. And I am, yes, I'm in Edmonton, you're in Nashville, but yes, I'm still connected that way. And you guys are continuing to put out great things with those 90-second leadership videos. So we'll make sure that the show notes have a link toward that. But you had this one video where you were talking about, it was a lot of different diagrams of leaders, of team members, of how different sizes of teams function. So I remember watching that, and the question that came immediately to my mind, and this is something that I was even wrestling this week with one of our staff members, is what is the best ratio of leader to team member, right? Leader to team member up and down the leadership pipeline. So from from leaders to volunteers, from coaches to leaders, ministry directors to coaches, senior leaders to ministry directors, is it different in a volunteer situation? Is it the same? Is it different from a volunteer situation to a staff situation? Is there a greater ratio? So let's just talk about ratios up and down the leadership pipeline.
Okay. Wow. All right. So between the two of us, we have coached now over 4,500 church leaders through a 2-day process of,
it's insane,
of going through all of this. So one of the things that people do is they write down, hey, here's how many people I currently have at these levels of the pipeline, and here's how many I need right now. Mm-hmm. And then here's how many I would need if I launched a new campus or grew by 15% or whatever they want to put in there as a goal. And this is the biggest wake-up moment for people, because we've already walked them through looking at, you know, Jesus. You want to be real careful not to extrapolate. We don't give you verses and say, hey, here's where Jesus, you know, you had the 3 and then the 12 and then the 72. And if you do the math like this, we actually don't do that. We would say, hey, you know, that is something to pay attention to, because men were his method. And if you look at the number of people, you know, that went out in concentric circles from Jesus, people, of course, had more, some got more development than others, and it had to do with proximity. Mm-hmm. So I know it seems like I'm stretching this answer out way long, but I want people to understand that it's not just that. What you would also go to is research in the real world, and you would look at like books like Team of Teams with McChrystal, and you would look at the way the modern military actually constructs teams, and those are teams of 6, and it's teams of 6 for a reason. Mm-hmm. That's the most effective team, and one of the biggest reasons is because of the lines of communication. So a team of 6 actually has 15 different lines of communication. It doesn't sound like it would, but it does. And then it has increasing complexity beyond that. 7 actually goes to 21. So you can imagine by the time you get up to a team of like 12 to 15 people, you've got hundreds of lines of communication, and that's where we often falter. The other thing I would say is there's additional research that says you can only have 6 to 7 meaningful relationships outside of your family. And so you think you can develop 24 people, and I would say you can't even delegate to 24 people unless you're like an INTJ with amazing administrative skills. You just can't effectively. And now, You certainly can't develop, nobody can develop 24 people.
Yeah.
So you have to look at that and say, hey, am I dumping on people? Am I delegating to people, or am I developing people?
Yeah. So, so Todd, what I'm hearing you say is that ratio of 4 to 6 of individuals, that it should be that way all the way up and down the leadership pipeline. Like you're not, like what I'm hearing you saying is that staff, just because you're paid, doesn't mean that you can go higher than that number. Am I correct in
yes? That? Okay. It doesn't mean that you can go higher than that number. That's the maximum. That's the max. And so I would say that, you know, if somebody is, if you've got, let's say, a coach that, you know, this isn't their role, you know, this isn't their 40-hour a week role, I would still say they could potentially do up to 6 people. You know, they could develop up to 6 people effectively. Now, you need to train them to do that. You need to equip them to be able to do that. It has to be part of the culture. But the way you make that part of the culture is by doing it yourself. You know, you're never going to get – it's one thing to coach somebody. It's another thing to model how you want them to coach. So, yeah, you can train them, and a higher form of training is coaching, and a higher form of coaching is actually modeling. So I would say that's how you get there, and it does have to be top-down in this instance. And you have to create a way for them to move forward. One of the great things that's actually in Daniel's book, No Silver Bullets, is a double triangle construct that we reference often. Mm-hmm. And it's just how do you give away the responsibility of ministry? What does that transference of responsibility look like? And it's beautiful because it moves from intentional to guided, to collaborative, to equipped. And it's a great visual framework for people to understand. You can't do that. You can't even start out intentionally if you're doing that with 24 people. Yeah. It has to be 4 to 6 people for you to be intentional with it.
Yeah, completely. So let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and then we'll get back into a few more nuts and bolts around this. Blackbaud Church Management is the only software backed by the world's leading cloud software company powering social good. This enterprise-level solution goes beyond just managing your church. It seamlessly connects your church to your ministry all in one platform. Blackbaud Church Management connects your staff and congregation, ensuring deeper relationships and effective ministry. To see more, visit hello.blackbaud.com/blackbaudchurchmanagement. That's once again, hello.blackbaud.com/blackbaudchurchmanagement. All right, so when you're thinking of 4 to 6, and Team of Teams is an incredible book that, whether you agree with McChrystal or not in all aspects of it, or even with what he did in the military, it's a great book on leadership and on Team of Teams and on complexity. But as you're thinking about, okay, 4 to 6, but I'm on a team and I'm leading a team, and that's the thing. If you were not counting the team that you're on, and your peers and those you're reporting to, we are talking about the team that you are leading, the leaders that you are directly leading, and that team that you are leading needs to be about 4 to 6. Now, you might be saying, oh, but we have 20 leaders and I'm the only pastor, and we need to lead all of these people, and I can't just not lead them anymore. I hate middle management. I hate this. And you might have these thoughts coming through your mind. But the reality is, if you have 20 leaders, like Todd said, you can't care for all of them. They're going to fall off the radar, or you're going to spend an inordinate amount of time with some, maybe even the squeaky wheels rather than the other ones. So it's just not going to be a healthy thing. So what you actually need to do is you need to go from leading yourself to leading others, to then actually leading leaders, right? You need to be able to lead leaders and make sure that everyone that you are leading, if you have more than six people that you need to then figure out, okay, who are the leaders? If these are the others that I'm leading, who are the leaders that I can then lead who can lead the others? And if then you max out and you're like, well, all six of these people or all 10 of these people are leaders now that are leading others, then you need to create teams where you are leading the teams or the team leaders who then are leading their teams who are full of leaders and then leading others, right? So you need to think about it from that perspective. And that's why the leadership pipeline framework is so important. It is so, so important. Whether you're a church of 50 or 50,000, this is so important. And it's a principle that scales, right? It's a principle that scales. So we'll make sure that all the links toward leadership pipeline and all the coaching that that we offer is online and in the show notes. So be sure to go there. Just go to newchurches.com and hit podcast, search for episode 446, and you'll find that. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of the nuts and bolts really quickly about ratios. So be sure to wrestle through that. If you have a question, a follow-up question on that, just send that in as well. speakpipe.com/newchurches. If you're on your mobile device, or go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right, hit send a voicemail. And that is, yeah, that'd be great. Last thing, Five Leadership Questions podcast with Todd, not me anymore, sadly.
Boo.
Unless Todd decides to invite me back for a few episodes here and there. But the Five Leadership Questions podcast is a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. Be sure to listen in. Just look up Five Leadership Questions on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today. We'll catch you next time.
There is a plus, though.
Okay. What is it?
Ed's not on there either. I'm just messing. I got to see Ed. I got to see Ed for the last 2 days at the Mosaic Conference, and we really enjoyed one another's company, as always, and messed with each other, as always. I sent Daniel, actually, a picture.
Yep.
That was pretty epic. So I love Ed. Man.
Yeah, awesome.
We just like to give each other a hard time.
Well, thanks again for listening into the podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.